if I were to apply that to real life, for people, you know, they go down, they die, they get murdered, they get in car accidents, bad things happen to people, even if they do have faith and hope. What are we placing our faith and hope in? I'll tell you, it's in what God has promised, right? We don't just believe in the cross, we believe in what God has said about the cross, you know? We believe that it would take away our sins, right? We don't just have faith. I have faith in the cross. The cross, I have my faith in it. Because it's the cross. That's it. It's just knowing nothing else. I mean, I just look at that symbol. And I just feel faith come on me because it's faith. I mean, look at it. It's the cross. I mean, it's like it's the cross. It's like a holy image. It's a thing, you know. It's inspiring. And I have faith in it. I mean, that's not faith. Or a set of facts. Oh, but Jesus died for my sins. I have faith he died for my sins. Well, God's promises say that he died for your sins. But there was a purpose for him dying for your sins. And you need to know that. That's why we go from faith to faith. It only takes, in the beginning, it's just a little. And I tell you, and God can judge us at any time. You know, you might have faith and then suddenly die. And God will judge you based on that. You know, it's just like the thief on the cross. It can be just painfully simple. You know, he accepted one. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the other he rejected, and they were both crucified with him. Interesting, huh? One had faith. And the other did not. They both had the works, though. So works alone will not save you, but faith alone does not save either. Faith being alone is dead. And that, the only passages in the scripture that talk about faith alone or faith only deny that faith only is enough. You got to go from faith to faith, and faith will lead you to other things, like temperance. Faith will lead you to godliness. Faith... If you don't have the faith that leads you to obey Christ, then you don't have faith that can save you. That's not the faith of Jesus Christ. The faith of Jesus Christ will lead you to doing right. Okay? You don't have to be perfect tomorrow, but you have to trust him that he can do it for you. He will teach you the way. That is the simple gospel that is so hard for people to lay on. And to believe in. It's hard for people to believe that. Oh, I'm going to be righteous? I'm going to stop doing sinful things? Yeah. That is, I'm going to put off my human nature and put on a divine nature? That's right. That's what I'm going to do. Then you can laugh at me. I don't care. There are other Jesuses out there. Other Jesuses. And I tell you, I can tell the difference because their Jesus has a totally different qualities than my Jesus. And when I start talking about my Jesus, they're like, God's not like that. And I'm like, oh, and I realize in myself, he worships another Jesus. He worships the Jesus other than the Jesus I received. Because the Jesus I received is the one described in the Bible. And I generally find that the people's opinions of what Jesus is and what he taught is nothing like what Jesus was like in the Bible. It's drugstore Jesus. It's you know, pop culture Jesus. It's doe-eyed, soppy-eyed, tender Jesus. And Jesus is tender and meek, but that side of his character has been overemphasized, unfortunately. He's also stern Jesus, severe Jesus, and even cruel. Jesus would never be cruel. Oh, yes, he would. When he comes, he's going to come on a white horse, and his garments are going to be dipped in blood, the blood of his enemies. I'm not saying he's sadistic. I'm just saying the enemies of him will say he is very cruel. Because the enemies of God, what do you think? The enemies of God are going to say, well, God's wonderful. God's good. People always want the enemies of God to admit that God's good. And he is good, even if they don't want to admit it. Because God never had to create his enemies, but he did. And that in and of itself is nice. Imagine instead of, you know, you're God and you see your enemies, right? Uncreated. You can imagine them and you say, I'll make people that hate me. I'll let people that hate me actually have a shot at life and enjoying things and being alive. I mean, they're not going to stay forever. But, and you know what? Is there anyone alive, living well, who regrets being alive? I've regretted my life at times, but only because of the folly. But, you know, I would rather having a sound mind, you know, not being in the grip of some emotional outburst. I know. I'm glad to be alive. I always have been glad to be alive. It's a blessing. I don't deserve to be alive. Nobody does. Why do we deserve to come into life? Whether it be for whatever purpose, we don't deserve it. God is good. I guess I'm dwelling on that because I said Jesus was cruel. And I feel like, oh, Lord, I don't want to be mistaken. I just mean, you know, fearful in praises, worker of wonders. He stretched out his right hand and the earth swallowed them. You know, he comes with a sharp sword with two edges, that with it he should smite the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. In love, they'll say. Okay, yeah. He is gentle and severe. I mean, I tell you, so, behold the goodness and severity of God towards them that fell, severity. That's all I mean by cruel. I don't mean in the sense, like I said, I don't mean in the sense of sadistic. I'm going to leave it there. If you don't understand what I meant, and if you're harping on what I meant, then you're probably angry with me all the way. So I'm not going to mess with you. If you receive another spirit, a different spirit, what other spirit could you receive? Well, I guess there's other spirits. Paul is speaking hypothetically. If, or another gospel. You know, I tell you what, about the spirit issue. You know, people say, well, you know, look at Paul, you had a spiritual experience. How do you know that was God? I'm like, well, if it was an evil spirit that I received, then what am I going to do? I received it. I didn't just receive it. It came on me. If an evil spirit came on me while I was seeking Jesus, I said, Lord Jesus,